Welcome to another midweek episode of Gully Cricket to Bounce Wicket podcast. I'm your host Srinivas.
Hi everybody, I'm Raja.
Today we are going to discuss five matches, that is from match number 20 to match 24. So let's start with the Super Over Sunday match without any further delay. So Raja, Sunrisers Hyderabad versus Delhi Capitals was this match, and for whatever misery that RCB has left for Sunday evening, this match has covered it up, I think. So, Delhi Capitals won the toss and they have decided to bat. Akshar Patel has come in for Lalit Yadav for Delhi, and Suchit has come in for injured Bhuvneshwar Kumar. Coming into the match, DC had a pretty decent start, I would say. They have scored about 50 runs in the power. Overall, they scored 159. Steve Smith has come in 13th over of the match. So, the match is in 13th over, do you think Steve Smith would have come there, or they have Hetmyer, Stonies and Akshar Patel has left? So, do you think if they would have come, their score would have got maximized a bit?
I think that the reason that they might have included Steve Smith for this game and played him at number four would be that everybody has seen how Chennai was, the pitch was behaving, where it had gotten slower after the 10th over. So, it required somebody who was very good with spinners. And guys like Hetmyer and Stoinis are... You want them to be your impact players, and they wanted maybe Steve Smith to stabilize the innings a bit, and for so that the hitters can have a go. He did definitely struggle a bit.
Yeah, of course.
I think by the time he pulled back, yeah.
Yeah, I think 90% of his scoring has come from edges, right? Because he got a 6 and 2 fours or something from getting from the edge. And yeah, overall, I think... on a Chennai pitch, 159 is not a bad score. We have seen teams defending 150s, 145s and all. In reply, Raja, so David Warner has got run out in the early part of the inning. So, do you think the form of David Warner is concern for SRH? Because David Warner is always a 500-run batsman.
No, he is. It's not that by the end of the season, he may still end up with 500 runs. But the strike rate is a huge... would be a huge concern for SRH. It's not that David Warner is not, when he's getting in, he's getting runs, but that is on the occasions that he's not getting run out. But when the strike rate is a concern, I think he sets the tempo for the team, and if he's going about at 100, 150 odd, that puts a lot of pressure on a very already struggling kind of a lineup. So his current form at least is a bit of a concern, I would say.
True, Raja. So I think Johnny Bairstow has done his usual work. He scored at a strike rate of more than 200, and just before end of power play, he got out, and I think they had a very decent score in the power play, I would say, or very good score in the power play, because they got 56 runs for 6 overs, which means they are left with 103 runs for the final 14 overs. With Kane Williamson is batting, I think it should be a cakewalk for them, but unfortunately, no one could support Kane Williamson, who was taking the match deep, and people ended up wasting balls. So, if not for Jagadishan Suchit, I think this match would have been lost in the main innings itself. 16 needed of the final over. I think SRH brought it down to 2 needed of the final ball, and they could get only 1 run. That brought us the first super over of the season. Again, some surprise decisions from both the teams for super over.
But SRH, to his credit, Akshar did extremely well coming off COVID and bowling excellently during the SRH batting. He put the brakes on the innings by just choking runs and taking important wickets. And they carried the same form into the super over. Brilliant to see that.
There were few instances where spinners have bowled in super over. But in fact, this was the first instance that spinner is, winning the match. And in fact, both the teams have bowled spinners in the super over. That's another interesting thing. So let's look at super over, Raja. So I don't think... Unless Johnny Bairstow is sleeping, I don't understand why, David Warner and Kane Williamson has come for batting. Your thoughts on that?
It was a bit of a surprise, but maybe thought process could be that you have a right and left kind of a combination there.
If right and left is needed, I think I'll make Kane Williamson sit instead of Johnny Bairstow. I can understand Kane Williamson was batting.
No, but Kane was, he was already in a good nick. So I'm sure they wanted to maximize that element of it.
But I think.
But again, Warner would be disappointed twice. even in the innings, and he couldn't really get anything.
Yeah, but see, if Warner was playing well in the previous matches of this season, I can understand at least, like, they would have thought this is a bad day and he would have come. But as a whole, the season itself was not good for Warner. How correct it is to, you know, plan a right and left hand combination. There is a little surprise from Delhi batsman as well, I think. Prithvi Shah has not come. Prithvi Shah is, you can say as a stroke player, right? Target is also not more. So I thought Prithvi Shah will come definitely. But again, they must be thinking if Rashid Khan is bowling, it's quite obvious that if SRH is playing super over, they'll send in Rashid Khan. And it must be the reason why two left-handers are coming. I think that must be reason
possible,
why Prithvi Shah is
possible.
Yeah, as a whole, SRH lost the match in the super over. Super over was not so super.
But to his credit, again, Rashid did bring it back to the last ball again.
Last ball, definitely.
The super over, yeah.
I think only exciting thing in the whole super over is short run, I guess. There is nothing more exciting in the whole super over. So SRH lost the match, Raja. So let's move on to the next match, which is match number 21, Monday match between Punjab Kings and KKR. This is the first match in Ahmedabad. None of us know how the pitch is going to play or whether teams winning the toss.
Punjab was this? A or B?
B, obviously. This is an even number of match for them, right? This sixth match. So Team B has to come. Team A will come in only odd number of games, like 1, 3, 5. So Team B has come. Obviously, you have seen result what has happened because of Team B. So Chris Jordan has come in for Fabian Allen for Punjab, and KKR as usual went with the same team. KKR won the toss and they have decided to bowl. I don't think it's much of an eventful match, Raja, if you ask me. Like, I think one glaring point for me here is KL Rahul. KL Rahul got out quickly. Mayank could not get going, and then as usual, none of the batsmen got runs. And if not for Chris Jordan, they would have got all out for less than 100. So overall, they ended up the innings at 123 for 9 for 20 overs. My question here, Raja, is what do this guy KL Rahul has to do? Like, if he is getting out early, team is getting all out for 120s. And if he is playing an anchor role, everyone is blaming him. You are scoring at a lesser strike rate.
We all know that Rahul can be a devastating batsman. I don't think he needs to prove that, right? But it's about what Punjab Kings as a team requires. And if it requires Rahul to play an anchor role so that the batsman can play around him, I think it, and if it is a role that he has picked out for the team or he wants to do for the team, I think that is the way he should go ahead. Because you look at their batting lineup and most of them are your aggressive, free-flowing batsmen around whom... they're not really your, they can't really like play an anchor kind of a role. So if Rahul is doing that, I think that is a bit of an unfair criticism, what people are throwing at Rahul, because it's the kind of role.
I think it has been proved. It has been proved time and again, right? If Rahul is not going to perform well for the team, forget about strike rate, they are going to collapse like this. Within this season itself, we have seen that, I think, 2 or 3 times. So I think he'll go back to his back gear again, at least for Punjab Kings.
And it shouldn't bother people because
at least anymore.
The team has enough stroke players, right?
Right.
Mayank and Gail and Hooda and Pooran and Shah Rukh also. All these guys can score at 140, 150 clip easy. So having a Rahul play in Indian innings like that, I don't think it should bother fans or even people who are supporters of Rahul. And it's not an anti, because he's still the same person who can score 100 in a T20.
Definitely.
Multiple ones, yeah.
Coming to Kolkata Knight Riders batting, Raja, I don't think they have much of work to do there. Your target is in 120s, obviously. The first thing, pressure is not there. Yeah, the only unknown factor here is how the pitch is going to play in the second innings. So that's the only unknown factor, but still, it's not an intimidating total. And I think they have closed it pretty nicely. They have gained some net run rate as well. They have finished in 16.4 overs. Two positives here for Kolkata Knight Riders, if you ask me. Like, Rahul Tripathi has got some runs. In the previous matches also, I think he was in good nick. More than anything else, more than win, I think Kolkata will be celebrating runs by Ayan Mogan. If you ask me, like,
the
entire season, he was not able to score runs and coming up from an injury in the India-England series. I think him getting the run, staying there and anchoring the innings, I think big boost for them going forward. Overall, yeah, like I said, it's not a tough game for them. One mention here, I think, is the catch by Ravi Bisnoi of Sunil Narayan, man. I think this is the catch of the tournament so far. We haven't seen many boundary catches so far in this season. Maybe because of Chennai or kind of pitches they have got, half the chances were gone there. But this is the catch of the tournament for me. There was too much of due. Fielders in the second innings were skidding. They could not get hold of the ball. For a moment, I thought it's raining, actually. There was so much of the due, and it is obvious that for the next matches, team winning the toss is definitely going to outbowl first. Let's move on to our next match, which is Tuesday's match between Delhi and Royal Challengers Bengaluru. Both were very strong teams. So Delhi Capitals won the toss, and obviously they have decided to bowl. They have made one change. As we all know, Ashwin took a break or went out of the bio-bubble due to personal reasons. And Ishant Sharma has replaced him. Coming to RCB, two changes. Rajat Patidar is in for Saini, and Daniel Sams has come in for Dan Kristen. Coming into RCB batting, Raja, Kohli got out early. Again, Padikkal got out early in this match. We have discussed that something must be there with this guy, Rajat Patidar. Otherwise, they would not be giving so many chances. He was failed many times. I think they have started seeing benefit out of it. He was looking to be quite, you know, a stroke player. He had a good, very good partnership with Maxwell, with De Villiers, and you know what De Villiers can do once, you know, someone is supporting him at the other end. So as a whole, they had a pretty decent total. This is the second match previous in Ahmedabad. Previous match got over for 120 runs. So we don't know what is the competitive total there. You can say 50-50 at the end of the first innings. I think one thing that we have to talk about here is Raja Stoinis. So Stoinis haven't bowled a single over in the match, and directly he was brought in the 20th over when AB De Villiers was batting. He has batted for more than 30-35 balls. Bringing in a fresh bowler, it's like giving away a match to Royal Challengers Bengaluru there, and he went on to score 23 runs of the final over. So otherwise, right, it would have been 150-160 match, and it would have been completely different. Do you think Pant has missed the trick here? Because Amit Mishra has bowled well. There is an over left for him. He would have managed as a whole also. Like, he would have given him 16th over, 17th over, or any over for that matter. But yeah, he was brought in the 20th over and he gave 23 runs.
Definitely he's missed a trick there. And this is what I think he needs to learn as a captain going forward. Because planning the overs and, it's not just his keeping, or you know, it's not just about field. You need to plan your bowlers, who should he bring on at what time, and going forward, I think this will be a good huge lesson for Rishabh as well. I think people have commented about it also, right, that Rishabh needs to learn a few things if he wants to do, you know, take DC even higher than where they ended up last year.
True.
Small mistakes, but I think we will only get better from this.
And this is not happening for the first time, unfortunately, for them. I mean, similar thing happened
for
them.
One of those games where, Ashwin,
he didn't bowl Ashwin enough and gave Stoinis the over, and that over changed the entire momentum of the match, and RR went on to win that match. Let's hope he'll learn very quickly. I'm sure he has a good team there to support him. Let's move on to Delhi batting, Raja. Delhi batting again, you can say at least in this season, a rare failure for Shikhar Dhawan. Prithvi Shaw got a decent start. Smith got out early, and Rishabh Pant has to anchor the complete innings. You can say, you know, he took on his shoulders the responsibility of taking the game deep. So Marcus Stoinis, he came and he played a little bit of cameo. The fun has begun when Shimran Hetmyer and Rishabh Pant was batting. You can say that was not a good day or off day for Rishabh Pant. Maybe his scorecard may not say that, but overall he was not in good touch. And Hetmyer was in great touch, you can say. Like, they need 61 runs of the 30 balls with Hetmyer and Pant at crease. So at that time, Kyle Jamieson gave only 5 runs in the 16th over. And in 18th over, Hetmyer has hit him 3 sixes and 21 came off that over, Raja. So you can see a pure hitting. Or I haven't seen such an innings recently, because that was not a bad over. He haven't bowled many bad deliveries, like just missing Yorkers by an inch. Amazing to see, and turned the game towards DC. I mean, that over was the main over for DC to come so close to RCB on that day. So again, when we see after that, they needed 25 of the 12 balls, and Harshal Patel has bowled 19th over excellent. and he gave 11 runs. That left DC needing 14 runs of the 6 balls and 6 needed of the last ball. So, Raja, you have Rishabh Pant at Greece. He has played 40-50 balls, 6 need of the final ball. Of course, like, he was not in great touch, whatever has happened. Like, match was over, if you ask me, in third or fourth ball of the final over, because, like, they need 13 runs or something of the final 3 balls or something. Like, we know, last ball 6, and with the kind of form or kind of day that Rishabh Pant was having, it's not easy for him. So, he has hit a 4. So, margin was only 1 run, but definitely it's great game for RCB. And one thing that I'm happy for is RCB started learning how to win the matches. Like, all these years, right, we all know RCB comes so close that, you know, they lose the match. They don't know how to win the matches. So, your thoughts as a whole on Delhi batting or RCB defending the total?
I think it was one of the best matches so far in the league. Going so close and coming, you know, going down to the last ball. I agree with whatever all the points that you've talked about when it came comes to like Rishabh Pant's batting or even him Hetmyer's brilliance of an innings. But I think, it all comes down to that Stoinis over, right? What we've talked about.
Yeah, and,
you know, a bit more control there. Yeah, it comes down there. And it was a match that, deservedly both teams could have won.
Yeah.
And but objectively speaking, the better team won that day. Whether it is overall, if you look at it, RCB did better across all skill set, and they came up out on top, and deservedly so.
Before we move on to next match, Raja, like, there was a sandstorm between the innings. So it has taken away entire dew. There was no dew at all. It was like almost like an evening match for them. If dew was there, I don't know. I mean, whether they would have defended that 171, at least if the dew was there, like previous day where Punjab really struggled against KKR, it would have been completely different. So let's move on to our next match. Match number 23, which was happened yesterday, CSK versus SRH. This is the first match in Delhi. We don't know how pitch was going to play, whether dew is going to be there or not. Sunrisers Hyderabad has won the toss and they have decided to bat.
Right.
It was quite a bit of surprising for me. They have decided to bat. Even Dhoni mentioned that, you know, they would have loved to bowl first because they don't know how pitch is going to play.
I have a differing point here, because SRH, we have seen that in Chennai, they've chased all 5 times and they ended up on the losing side. 4 out of 5. It would have been a no-brainer for at least in SRH's perspective to bat first and give that shaky middle order a bit of a cushion in terms of, you know, not having to face the scoreboard pressure. So I think that could have been one of the...
That
could be the only reason there.
Yeah, I was thinking they were not there at traditional best bowling team, right? Like, they don't have Natarajan, they don't have Bhuvneshwar. Earlier, they used to have Natarajan, Bhuvneshwar and Rashid Khan. So it was almost like they can defend a 160 or 170 easily. But now, that was not the situation. But probably what you have mentioned must be true for them to choose to bat first. I think they have made 2 changes. Sandeep and Manish Pandey are back in the place of Virat Singh and Abhishek Sharma. So, and for CSK, Lungi Ngidi and Moin Ali are back in place of Bravo and Tahir. I have to mention here, Rajas, CSK not playing Tahir was a big relief for me, actually. Whenever Tahir takes wickets, he'll run. I was always worried he is going to go out of bio bubble and going to go to India Gate from, you know, Firoz Shah Kotla. You never know. So, and on Manish Pandey, Raja, like, there was a surprise statement made by David Warner in the previous match, post-match presentation, that management was harsh on Manish Pandey. It has left everyone a surprise because it's a franchise cricket and captain doesn't have a say, or he was out voted, or what would have happened there? Because it's not that their management is, you know, some serious guys. Tom Moody is a cool guy, Lakshman or Trevor Bayliss, like, all 3 of them look so cool. What would have happened there?
If you ask me, I thought, there were a couple of reasons why Manish Pandey didn't figure into the fourth game. He missed out 2 games. One of the reasons being that we had talked about it previously as well, where he stuck around throughout the match and throughout the innings.
He couldn't finish.
He couldn't finish games. He couldn't finish games. And his strike rate was not really like helpful in that, the difficult middle overs. And especially when you have inexperience on coming after your place. But having said that, I think, I think everybody was, it's a bit of a reactive season for SRH. I feel it's not it's a very unusual kind of a mentality that they're in. They're making changes based on a very recent if something is going wrong in that particular game, they're changing everything. And if that is not sticking out in the second game, they're making changes again. And in fact, there was a number, there was a statistic that came out between the match with SRH with CSK yesterday, wherein they said that they made around 21 or 22 different changes in 6 games so far.
Yeah, they have used 21 players so far out of 25.
Correct. So what that shows is that either A, you're not very confident of the playing 11 that you have, or the second point is that you don't have you're not confident enough to give them a longer rope as well. It's not just that you feel that they didn't perform well in that game. You're also not looking at giving them a longer rope so that they grow into that role. So either that could mean that you're wrong in picking those players, or, you know,
they should get inspired from CSK, give long rope
something
to
like
players.
That. Added to that, it is a bit of an unfortunate situation that, you know, guys like Bhuvi and Natarajan have missed out again. Bhuvi has missed out again. I think... he's been a player that was supposed to stick around for this time, and I don't know when he'll come back to the playing 11. That added to the batting confusion, the batting confidence, lack of confidence in the Indian batting, and all that has created a very muddled kind of a mindset for SRH. And this was not the case in previous seasons, where they did bank heavily on the inexperienced Indian batting, but
Warner used to give starts right. In the previous seasons. That was the major difference. Warner used to give starts for them.
Absolutely.
So let's get into the match, Raja. So Sunrisers Hyderabad has scored 171. They had a slow start, I should say, because they scored only 39 runs in the power play and they lost Besto. Right. So one surprising thing is, like just now we have discussed, Warner haven't clicked in this season so far. And Manish Pandey and David Warner have played together for 14 overs and they have scored only 106 runs. I don't think I can blame Manish Pandey here for what he has to do. I think he has done, he has done that. I think he scored at about 140 strike rate, because in the previous matches, he was scoring at 120, right? I think there is a significant jump here, because you can't all of a sudden drop him 2 matches and, you know, make him come back and expect him to score at 170, 180. I think he has done his bit.
And he's not that kind of a player anyway. He's your regular. Right. If he does well, he goes to your 130s and 140s. But
I think one significant point here is Warner, you know, not getting his timing even after playing 20 balls, 30 balls.
Right.
He got frustrated so much that for a moment, the fan of Rahul Dravid in me was worried that, you know, he's going to lose his next cred ad because of Warner. He was so frustrated.
Very. It was a pain. It was really painful to watch.
And what was that from Williamson, man? I thought they made a mistake by bringing in Williamson in 18th over.
I think Williamson is the only player who faces that, where we always feel when he comes into the lineup at any point, we always think that is Williamson suited to play here, whether it be 3 or opening or 4 or 5. And by the end of the innings, he changes everyone's minds, and then we are asking around, okay, why is Williamson not playing even higher? It's the only...
True. I think he played a proper finisher role. And again, what was that from Kedar Jadhav, man? He is very street smart cricketer. Last ball 6 and a 4 that he has hit. I think, overall, I think they have scored 171 for 20 overs.
Right.
Again, it was anyone's game from there. So let's see the replay of CSK. So CSK, I don't know what happened to Rutraj Gaikwad. Once he started getting runs, and he's not stopping, man. Again, Faf du Plessis, he started the season a little slow, but he also, you know, caught up with the others, and he's an orange cap holder now. I think he got 3 off centuries in the season so far. They got a beautiful start. They got 50 runs without losing a wicket in power play. And just before 13th over got finished, Rituraj Gaikwad got out. And by the time, 129 already, I think.
Right.
Theoretically, match may get over in 17th, 18th or 19th over. But for me, the match got over there itself. I mean, it's 13 overs, 129, and your target is another 50 runs. You have set batsmen and you have another, you know, informed batsman to come. I think as a whole, CSK, I don't know, teams haven't found the formula for CSK, right? To beat CSK in this season. If you ask me, there is only one way for CSK to win matches this season. Each one of them has to contribute, and they are doing it beautifully. right? It's not one man show anywhere, because there were many games where Raidu came in and pitched in, and there were matches where Jadeja came in, there were matches where Sam Curran has come in. They are doing what they what was missing in last year. So your thoughts on CSK, Raja?
No, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Especially Rudraj Gaikwad and Faf du Plessis' opening partnership. It was completely chanceless. You know, like Rudraj, by the time he got to like 15 or 20, he had his scoring shots were all through edges. Like an edge here, an edge there, running off to the boundary. But once he got that confidence, his were beautiful drives and, you know, he was finding gap like... Even precision, yes. Like the kind of surgeon is, you know, it's incredible.
Just see his score, Raja. See his score to find out how class a batsman he is. He scored 75 runs with a strike rate of 170 and not scored a 6. So 12 fours. That shows how class a player he is, right? It's
brilliant. And it also helped that there were a lot of boundary balls, I felt. The SRH didn't bowl as well.
Yeah. I have a few questions on SRH bowling as well, Raja. So they haven't used Vijay Shankar and they haven't used Kedar Jadhav. Kedar Jadhav is fine, understandable. Right. You don't use him all the days. But Vijay Shankar has been a decent bowler for them this season. So, correct. I think he has pulled back many
He's
matches.
Been a much better bowler than a batsman.
Yeah, when opposition teams are scoring away runs, I think he has pulled matches back in favor of SRH few times this season. When they were not getting wickets, at least, I feel they would have tried Kedar Jadhav or Vijay Shankar for at least one over. Right. They are not going to lose anything. They are going to lose the match anyway. Do you think Warner... if he gives captaincy to Kane Williamson, he'll be able to, you know, play better? Or what do you think?
I don't think, you know, it's a little too premature to, you know, think about the captaincy changes, this thing. But the best kind of, you know, Warner is a great bowling cap. I've always felt that how he sets fields and how he makes things happen.
Yeah, he's not a reactive.
Not a reactive captain. He's not going to, you know, react to situations. He's going to create them. There was a trick that I think he missed by not bringing in Rashid early. And then looking at how Rudraj Gaikwad played Jagdishan Suchet, giving him overs again and again. Right, first over he went for 15. Next over he gave 15 again. His third over went for 15 again. And your point, he didn't bring in Vijay Shankar earlier. So all these things are saying that I think he's still carrying that baggage from that first innings. I feel the best kind of a Warner as a in a captaincy space is when he's free flowing and more aggressive and, you know, emotional and passionate and, you know, like he's. He's all charged up and that is where the energy flows to SRH. And we've seen none of those yesterday.
Yeah, they were quite in unfamiliar zone. Probably Deccan Chargers must be very familiar of this losing 5 matches. But SRH is not familiar to that. I'm not sure how they're going to take it forward from here. Because if they have to qualify, okay, let us say they need 7 wins. Because forget about net run rate, because they are in minus 0.2. They have to win 7 matches means they have to win 6 out of the next 8 matches. So something, a great turnaround is needed. So let's hope they'll get the turnaround. So let's move on to next match, Raja, which is Mumbai Indians versus Rajasthan Royals, which was happening today. So it's a doubleheader midweek day again. For both the teams, this match is very crucial, right? Mumbai is again like similar to SRH, like they haven't seen that in the last 3 years or so. I mean, losing so many matches initially, losing first match was like their usual start. But again, losing so many matches in the front end of the tournament is not something they are used to. And Rajasthan, of course, they are used to. But if they have to be alive in the tournament, I think this is going to be a crucial match for them. So let's see what they have done. So Mumbai has won the toss and they have decided to bowl. So Ishan Kishan has missed out the match for Nathan Counternail for Mumbai and RR is playing with an unchanged team. So one point here, Raja, like we all know that due to injuries, Jofra Archer and Ben Stokes are not with Rajasthan Royals and Andrew Tai has left last week. Liam Livingstone has left last week. So they got the replacement. Rassie van der Dussen, who is a South Africa middle order batsman. He's a very aggressive batsman. So they have got him. He's with the team. He's in quarantine. He will be soon available for the team. And in fact, Rajasthan Royals have asked other teams for a loan in player loaning system. We haven't heard any news that other teams are going to give any players to them. So Rajasthan Royals batted first and they have scored 171. Again, they had a very good start. Butler got his start and Yashasvi Jaiswal was looking good. And at the end of 10th over, probably they were at around 90 odd runs with two wickets only, losing only two wickets. So they were seemed to be like 190, 200. But again, Shivam Dubey, he couldn't get going and he slowed down the innings very much. And Samson has played a very good innings. He got 42 of 27 balls. Shivam Dubey, like he got only 35 runs of the 31 balls. And Bumrah controlled in the fag end of the innings. He bowled 2 overs in the fag end of the innings and he gave only 9 runs of the 2 overs. Overall, Mumbai must be a very happy team going into the second innings of the game. Again, like I said, this was a very crucial match for them. And this is a real test for their batsmen because with Ishan Kishan leaving out the match, I think it was another, if you ask me, a batsman shot they are going in. So it was a good challenge for their batsmen. Coming to Mumbai's batting, Quinton De Kock came into party this time. This is what Mumbai was waiting for the whole season. Rohit Sharma got few starts, but Quinton De Kock haven't got his start. So he scored a pretty decent 70. And Suryakumar Yadav, again, we have seen a good start from him. Again, he was unable to convert. That is one problem for Mumbai. But yeah, they have sent in Krunal Pandya after Suryakumar Yadav. I think maybe to stabilize the middle order or to test and try. But I think they have finished the game pretty comfortably in 18.3 overs. So your thoughts, yeah. Raja, for Mumbai from here on? Like they have won this comfortably. Do you think Mumbai will be back?
Yeah, absolutely. I think not just that Mumbai has finally clicked.
After 6 matches, 3 wins and 3 loses. I think this is not a big problem for them.
So, yeah, no, definitely. I think this is a good, if you've looked at Mumbai's history throughout, I don't think this is a place that they would hate or they would be rattled by. It's a champion team and we all know that Mumbai is just one performance. It's always usually one performance away from getting everything together. And I think it could be one of those performances today. Because after a long time, we have seen that the number 4 and 5 have delivered a win. Like say, Krunal and Kyron Pollard have finished the game for them. I think this is going forward, this will be a good booster for them. I think they might have a good run at Delhi, in my opinion.
Definitely, Raja. I think the tournament is turning out to be interesting because CSK, RCB, Delhi are already, in contention for the top 2 spots and Mumbai coming into party will make it more interesting.
So I feel that it's a little too early so far, but how the season is panning out, at least 2021, there could be a repeat of how the table ended up at the end of the league phase in 2019, where 3 teams have had pulled ahead, where going up to 18 and 20 points and comfortably placed for the first 3 spots. And the 4th team just sneaked by with 6 wins at 12 points, which SRH did in 2019. So you could see that there is a bit of a gap forming between the leaders. As you mentioned, the top 3 teams have pulled ahead to 8 and 10 points. And the bottom 5 are going from between 2 to 6 points, which is not too, not 2 to 4 actually, in fact, till Mumbai is a game. So there could be a situation where the bottom teams are going to battle out. It will be an interesting run to the 4th place at least, I think.
Definitely, Raja. Let's hope we are going to see an interesting tournament going ahead, if at all the tournament goes on. So again, we all know what's happening outside and we cannot be, not talking about it. What we are hearing and what we are seeing is horrible. And I don't think we are going to see something like this again. So yeah, guys, if at all, by any means, if you think we can help, we have a very small community, our Twitter community. So if you think by any way we can help, please do approach us on Twitter or you can send us a mail. We'll definitely look into what best can be done and we'll try our best to support. Please take care. Stay safe. Bye-bye.